Okay, I want to welcome everybody out to the Emery County Fire Protection Special Service District meeting on June 15th at 5:30 p.m. In attendance, we have Nosh from Castledale, Steph Crabtree from Green River, Buzz, our alternate, or whatever he's called.
Member at large.
Member at large, there we go. Randy from Barron, Tracy from Orangeville, Scott from Emery. Jordan Leonard, we got Cody from BLM, Paul from UFA, Paul from State, and Natalie taking notes. So, okay. So, first order of business, discuss, approve, deny the minutes for May 18th, 2026.
I make a motion we approve the minutes.
Second.
All in favor?
Yes.
Sustained. I wasn't here.
Oh, okay. One abstain. Okay. Motion passes. Number two. Discuss, approve, deny UFRA comments and business. So it's up to you, UFRA.
Okay. Got a few things. He has a lot of training coming up. Calendar's getting pretty full, which is good. It's awesome. Like you said, firefighter fundamentals tomorrow in Castledale. Cleveland Basic Fourth Link here on August 12th. And some of these I don't, they're in the calendar, I didn't set them up.
But, okay. Mm-hmm.
Green River Eads in August. And.
What is it?
Eads in the driving course.
Yeah, driving course, the Eads class. It's really, if you haven't done it, it's pretty dang cool.
What day is that?
The simulator. I should have wrote down the exact date.
You know what day.
Where I got it right here. I get your Eads class.
You know, we're doing something right when everybody grabs their phone.
8:29. Yeah, 8:29.
That's all
Saturday.
Okay.
So, I'm trying to work on setting up right now. I've got a Emerytown forcible entry and an Elmo ventilation. That's October 24th. So, the forcible entry is September 19th. Ventilation is October 4th. I'm still short instructors. I don't know if it's hunting season or what. I got two shorts, so I'll let you guys know.
Okay.
If I can get those filled, I'm going to keep trying. I'll bug them later on and get a little rest here because I know everybody's already getting pretty tied up for the fall. I've got a live fire initial attack September 26th in Huntington. That's good to go. I've got enough instructors for that, so that one should be good. Price is working on a regional. I don't know if they share those regionals with you guys, but 11th and 12th of September, I got vent, extrication, Eads, and firefighter survival writ. So, should be a good. And as I get more information to those regionals, I'll send it out and see if you guys would want to sign up for anything. So, that'd be terrific. Got a few handouts on Wildland here. I don't know if I said that gave this to you last time, these nominations for upcoming courses, but I'll just, if you don't mind, just pass them around. And I'll send these this way. These are some classes. This was exactly how I was handed it. I just gave it to you. These are a two-year plan for Wildland training through Mike Alforque. If you can read that little text, put it on you. You're not as old as I am. So. I had to really sit down close to read what those are, but I'm passing it around. It's all the way through 2028. If you need more information, want to find out anything, Mike Alforte with the UFA, so he's in charge of all those things. We've got a new high-rise and
class
courses that are out. I sent. And I just sent you those attachments. Just took some time if they want to look for those classes. We're looking for sponsors, hosts. No. I don't know if you guys have any big box. You probably don't have fire rides, but I don't know if you have any big box. Warehouses, anything in your communities. Should be some good training. So if you're looking for that, let me know. All the guidelines are in that. Should email those out. Also sent you guys an NFA class that's going to be held in... West Jordan, building community risk reduction. I think I passed that on before, but all the details are in that email as well. And let's see. And some leadership training opportunities I sent that out as well, but those are all in the future, like next year. So just take a look at those attachments when you get them. Just some updates on some curriculum changes. Firefighter 1 and 2, you guys probably have your own books. Not that it will really impact anything if you're not currently in training, but we're moving to the 8th edition for Firefighter 1 and 2, effective July 1. And the ADO P&A, which is your pumper and aerial, we're going to the 4th edition on July 1.
Or did you send out that email for the year?
I just did. I just gave it to them.
I just sent it out early.
Okay. So you guys would have that. So you look through there, you need me, you want to look at big box or anything like that, just let me know. And they have their own program managers, but you go through me and then I'll send it off the request. Let them know you're interested. So I won't be able to make the July meeting, just an FYI.
Okay.
So, but I can pass things on or send things. So,
cool.
That's all I have.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right. Number 3. Discuss, approve, deny forestry fire and state lands comments and business, and we have Paul here representing.
Yeah, just I think we're doing good with the MOUs. I think we've got just about all of them in. Red cards. Does anybody still have red cards they need to submit? Mm-hmm. If you do, get them in right away. Okay.
I got all mine in.
Okay, if anybody's done any of the stuff online too, for a field day too, we might be able to, as slow as it is this year.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So, for, yeah.
Careful.
We might be able to accommodate a class. Okay. So, I think that's all we have.
Cool. Thanks, right. Paul.
Cool.
Appreciate you guys coming, as always. Okay, then we have discuss, approve, deny BLM comments and business with Cody.
Okay, so BLM side, we've changed organizations.
Okay.
We're now the United States Wildland Fire Service.
Okay,
so did you guys merge, or are you
so
still one?
So combined with Bureau of Indian Affairs, National Parks, Fish and Wildlife, and BLM have all combined in that one.
But not Forest.
Not Forest. Yet.
Okay, not yet. Okay. I heard. I thought that's what was coming down the pipe from last year.
I think
year.
Eventually we'll see the Forest Service come over, but as of now, they're not.
So what are you guys again now called?
The U.S. Wildland Fire Service. So that's a big change. Just want to thank Green River for letting us use your station for our readiness review a couple weeks ago. Kind of tagging on what Paul said, we have a bunch of LCAP funding. If you guys want trainings, get with Jeremy and Paul on what trainings you want. We can provide instructors to help out with that, and I think possibly some material. If you guys get any highway starts, let your public safety know to call Moab Dispatch to get us coming. If you got to turn us around, that's fine. If it's on BLM ground, we can come out and do size ups, get you guys training on that. So,
so we call Moab, not Vernal?
No, Moab. you just call Moab.
It'll route it to Vernal.
Okay, yeah. I'm just checking.
And just say, you'll be calling, and they'll probably answer Moab Fire Center.
Okay.
But it's out of Vernal.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, just it's a nightmare right now with dispatch, so.
Okay, just call Moab, it's fine.
Yeah, phone number hasn't changed.
Then, if you have any events coming up, fireworks, parades, let us know. If we're not busy, we can possibly put a truck in to show support. So
July 25th.
It's Saturday.
We're working on Orangeville Days right now.
Yeah.
Then, what was yours?
July 25th, Cleveland Days.
Okay.
Parade's at 10:30. Fireworks are at dark.
Okay, so your own fireworks this year?
Yeah, again, as normal.
You said 10:30?
10:30 for parade.
July 25th is Cleveland.
9:30, 10 o'clock is fireworks.
July 25th.
Yes.
Cleveland.
Are you a sponsor or
something? Yeah, we're going in
today.
Yeah, we didn't change up our program, but it's the price went up. Mike, dude, I got the same stuff. It went up. Anyway, but yeah, so that's when ours are. Anybody else?
Okay.
Thank you.
I believe that's it for the BLM.
Thanks, bud.
Okay, thank you, Cody.
Thanks, Cody.
Okay. Number five, discuss approved denied county training committee.
Have nothing Scott. New. Paul covered everything.
Okay. Scott, nothing new.
Good job, Paul. Oh, no, you're all good, buddy.
We're good.
I haven't even looked at my email in a month, so we're good.
Okay. Number six. Hang on. Can I tell you what I have?
Yeah.
We had to buy more checks.
Fair enough.
$236.15.
Man, those are expensive checks. But yeah.
You guys still write checks?
Yes.
Yes.
Well, you get one, don't you?
We don't even have a card. That's the only way.
I don't know. My wife gets it.
And
anyway, okay, that's at the moment, that's the only thing. So, okay. Who was that was doing what?
Motion? Pay the bills.
I'll second it.
All in favor, round table?
Yes.
Jordan?
Yes.
Tracy?
Yeah.
Randy?
Yes.
Buzz?
Yes.
Steph?
Yes.
Yes.
Nancy? Yes. Motion passes. Number seven, citizens concerned. Do we have a citizen?
Nope.
No citizens? Any citizen talk to you?
No.
All right. Well, that takes care of citizens. Number eight, Chiefs Roundtable. We'll start with Scott and Emery.
Okay, so I missed last meeting, and I heard through the grapevine that we were switching over to I Am Responding.
Uh-huh.
Is that what's happening there?
That's what I heard.
Well, Stoney and the EMS people have already went to it. Steph said that they're really good with them. What is it that you liked about I Am Ready?
They have the cat notes in them.
That would be awesome. I don't know why we're not doing this.
I had Stoney like 2 weeks ago. I ran into him, and he said he was waiting to get phone calls back. I don't know what that means.
We're waiting.
He did say we would overlap both of them for a while just to work out all the quirks of it and get everybody switched over.
I just heard.
So instead of paying that bill, he told them we will be late or not pay ish. So
fire's the only one left on e-dispatch. So if we stayed, we would have had to sustain that whole bill ourselves.
Yeah,
we voted
to move over.
To so, yeah, that's fine, but we're just...
I'm good with it. I'm just, where's, when's, what?
Yes.
Waiting. Waiting game. So he hasn't told me either, so I don't know. But I just know that he says that it's a better program. There are some bugs still or some things he doesn't like, but the CAD notes are awesome from what we're being told.
Okay.
So, does that help answer?
Yep, I guess.
Okay.
That's what I'm going to get.
We don't know.
Supposedly,
it was supposed to be sometime this month, but...
Oh, was it really?
But we're waiting on phone calls, I guess.
Okay.
Anything else?
Nope.
Okay. All right. Well, that's Scott. So down to Tracy. Or no, go to Jordan.
Yeah, just a couple quick updates on mineral lease.
Yes, you need
fossil
that.
Fossil rocks moving into their long wall, so we'll hopefully get a little revenue from that.
Good.
Sufco, the helicopters that you hear flying by, they're flying to drill rigs, so they're drilling just north of Sufco.
Mm-hmm.
I need to double check to see if that's in the county.
Right.
But they're checking to see coal seams, so that's a potential mineral lease as well. We did budget a little bit for the district. We've talked about it a little bit, so think about things that we might need before the end of the year if mineral lease money's a little lower than we're expecting. So other than that, I think things are looking okay. A little stressful with mineral lease the last few years, but hopefully it'll get better.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Leonard. Okay, now we're over to Tracy.
Nope.
Thank you, Tracy. Randy?
The only thing I've got is I will be transferring tools to Stoney.
Transferring tools?
This week.
Okay.
My new tools will be here on Wednesday.
Cool.
And then anything, any word, any talks about going stage one for this county?
What's that?
Stage one fire?
I don't know on that one. On...
What do they got? Three out of five, three out of eight,
they're
four out of eight.
Four out of the seven
criteria. They're supposed to be talking this week to possibly go in restrictions next week before the 4th.
Oh, okay.
We'll follow the state's lead.
Yeah. Well, we're going to follow the county's lead, and I've already shut down 3 people that have tried to burn after June 1, so I don't think it's fair. They've been doing it for 50 years.
Yeah, because they closed it.
Are we red flagged, or is that...
That's all I've got, Nancy.
Red flag today, the next couple days, I think you're going to be in that fire weather watch.
But that's just, that comes and goes, right?
Yes, according to
the
daily wind.
Usually it's the wind that triggers that.
Thank you.
We've got lack of humidity.
That's good, okay.
It don't blow around here.
Just a lot of people talking, huh? Okay, Buzz.
I got nothing.
Okay. Steph?
Nothing.
Nosh?
Maybe we should, based off Jordan's recommendation, maybe we should discuss our budget in September a little earlier than normal, instead of October.
Discuss budget in September.
Things to buy, we should look at how short we're going to be, and then get a number from him and see if we're okay.
Okay.
Not saying we can even buy anything, but...
Yeah.
I don't know. We'll just talk about it in September.
Yeah. Who knows what?
Right. Who knows what?
We have the money.
That's all I have. I'm
the separate
else.
Money.
So. Yep. Exactly.
Okay. So, and me. Training went well. It was short and sweet last week, so everybody was happy. I didn't get as many as I wanted there, but it was good. I got one of my guys that hardly ever never shows up, so I was excited.
Oh, wow. Yay.
So, anyway, but we got that going, so. Anyway, so that's all I got, so.
Well, you got to make that deal go past the 4th. When you're supposed to fire up the nuclear is on July 4th. Never know. And that's when they're supposed to fire up the solar out more is July 4th.
June 22nd. That's the commissioning date. June 22nd is commissioning day because me and my council member will be out there.
Cool.
Messes up the court.
Yeah, it did.
I think if you go into restrictions and you shut down fireworks entirely for the 4th, that'll be awesome.
It won't affect cities.
You can light fireworks.
You can still get mine. Well, if you do it outside of
the city. We already shut ours down. And we shut it down. We're not doing fireworks at all this year. We're refusing citizens.
On the 4th of July.
I can with as dry as my town is.
250th anniversary.
My council member already wanted to do a drone show, but they won't pay me the $20,000 up for the drone.
So you don't even got
It'd be $20,000 for a drone show?
$15,000 to $20,000 for a drone show.
Randy.
Wow.
So you guys don't even got secondary, do you?
We have secondary, but I don't know how much longer we're going to have it.
Right.
The way people are using
Depends on the lawns. You don't.
Yeah, we don't even have secondary or nothing, so we shut it all down.
My Cleveland residents, boy, they see water on at the town or at the elementary. There's water on. They're doing it during the day.
Everybody's tattling on everybody.
Yeah, it's bad. We've got people who are just, they've already been shutting farmers off.
Yep.
Because they've overused their allotment.
I just talked about Jeremy.
Green River's good. We got water. We got fireworks.
Nice. Good job, Green River.
Come to Green River.
I got fireworks.
Good job.
Yeah, but you're hotter than hell down there.
They are, yeah.
They have the river, though.
Yeah.
So, yeah, they got water.
Until they shut down Flaming Gorge. Then they're done.
That's next year.
They're opening it for us.
That's
your plan to give us water. Well, to give, like, cow water, but we're stilling it all in the middle.
They situated in the right spot. So.
I make a motion, we adjourn.
Second.
Motion
passes.
Four.
See you, Tonga.
Is that a record? That's close to a record.